弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Our heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus who loves us.
我们感谢你，你自己在创世以前为我们预备了这个救恩。
We thank you for you have prepared our salvation in the eternal past.
我们也感谢你，你拣选了我们。
We also thank you for you have chosen us.
让我们能够坦然无惧地来到你的面前。
So that we may come freely into your temple.
我们能够敬拜你。
So we may worship you.
我们也知道，就你会把你的恩典赐给我们。
We also know that you will bless us with your grace.
我们把弟兄姐妹都仰望在你的手中。
We present all our brothers and sisters into thy hands.
我们相信你自己的圣灵会在我们人的心里面做工。
We believe that your spirit will be working in our midst.
让我们被你自己整个霸占。
So you may occupy us all.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们要思想的一个题目就是不是靠自己的义。
Today the topic we're going to think is not according to our own righteousness.
我不知道你们有没有注意到哈。
I don't know if I paid attention.
啊，那么其实呢，人从小就会追求自义。
We humans since very young age we seek always seeking righteousness.
如果你有两个小孩子。
If you have two children.
那么两个小孩子吵架。
And they fight.
甚至打架。
Even they may fight.
有一个问题你最好不要问。
Don't ask a question.
就是谁的错。
Whose fault?
你一问的话。
If you ask.
他们会怎么讲。
What they gonna say?
如果你问他们是谁起头的。
If the who started.
也是一样哈。
That's the same.
我不知道我们现在大了对不对。
Now we're getting older.
我不知道你还记不记得以前你就是这个样子。
Do you remember you were just like this?
其实我们大人也是一样的。
Actually, we as adults are the same.
对不对？他的错。
Right? It's his fault.
假如他改了，我就会改。
If he changes, I will change.
所以一个小孩子。
That's why if a child.
如果从小你不管他的话。
If you don't discipline him.
你不约束他的话。
You don't restrict him.
照着我们人的本性。
According to our nature,
就是从亚当所传下来的这个本性。
So that nature came from Adam.
那么他就会变坏。
So he will become evil.
你知道我们今天在这个世界上活着，我们发现律师都是这样子教人。
So as we live in this world, we find that the lawyers are teaching us like that.
你们看电影有没有看到
？Have you seen in the movies?
律师第一句话说：“不要随便乱讲。”
Actually, don't speak.
不要承认你是你自己的错。
Don't admit your fault.
等我来了之后再说。
Wait until I get here.
人听信基督耶稣的福音为什么那么难？
Why is it so hard for people to listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ?
也是同样的原因。
It's the same reason.
人为什么常常讲说？为什么只有你们耶稣？不是条条大路通罗马吗？不是太专制了吗
？So people may say, why has to be only Jesus? Isn't it the old road leads to Rome?
你知道，连犹太人都受不了。
Even the Jewish people can't stand it.
这些都是我想到的问题哈。
These are all the questions I have thought of.
跟我们今天所讲的是有关系的。
It's related to what I'm going to be speaking to.
还有，我们要想说，人信了耶稣，为什么很容易我们就喜欢守律法
？Or you may ask, once we believe in Jesus, it's make it easier for us to obey the law.
当你可以问一个人说，你信了主耶稣没有啊
？You may ask, have you believed in Jesus?
他就告诉你，我受了洗啦。
He will tell you that I've been baptized.
你问他，你接受了主耶稣吗
？Do you have received the Lord Jesus?
他会怎么回答呢
？How would he answer you?
为什么我们信了主之后，我们你问他，你说你有没有得救啊
？When we ask him after he believed in Jesus, were you saved?
他第一件事情会去看他的行为。
The first thing you look is his deeds.
他就看他有没有做到爱人如己。
Has he been able to practice love others as himself?
还有一件事情。
There's another one.
我们都知道什么叫做异端，对不对？
We know what is the
Pharisees.
Pharisees.
为什么异端那么吸引人？
Why are they so attractive?
因为他知道人要追求自义。
Because he knows people always seeking themselves.
为什么异端有这么多的教规要人遵守？
Why they have so many laws ask people to obey?
是同样的原因。
The same reason.
我们人的光景就是这个样子。
This is our situation as man.
人喜欢抬高自己。
We like to boost up ourselves.
你说是骄傲也好。
You can call it pride.
人喜欢用自己的方法能够称义。
We like to become righteous according to our own ways.
今天我们借着腓立比书第三章，我们就要来看这里有一个，我们说他是好人，或者说他是义人。
Here we're going to study from the Philippians chapter 3. There's a person we may call him good man or righteous man.
或者是从人的眼光来看他。
Or we can look this.From man's point of view.
所以请你们打开你们圣经腓立比书第三章第四节到十二节。
Let's turn your Bible to Philippians chapter 3 verses 4 to 12.
那么在第三在第 OK 这个 前面呢，因为当时有一些法利赛有一些犹太人在那边捣乱。
Right before this, there was many Jews who were causing trouble.
在教会里面宣传说一定要守律法。
They were proclaiming in the church that people should obey the law.
如果没有守律法，就没有得救。
If you don't obey the law, you cannot be saved.
那么跟真正的福音因信称义是违反的。
So this is opposite of the gospel which we're saved by faith.
所以保罗在那里就告诉我们说，有两种情形。
So Paul was telling us there are two situations.
第三节，他就是一个是在基督耶稣里夸口的。
So in verse 3.Those who were boast in Jesus Christ.
另外一个是以肉体夸口的。
The other one they boast in their flesh.
那么那些人就是以肉体来夸口。
So those are those who boast in their own flesh.
因为他们觉得他们可以守到律法。
Because they could obey the law.
其实我们从圣经上面看，我们晓得那些人只有一件事情可以做得到，就是守割礼。
From the Bible we know they can only do one thing, which is being circumcised.
因为主耶稣一直讲他们是假冒为善嘛。
Because Jesus told them they were the hypocrites.
然后主耶稣在登山宝训的时候，他也告诉这些在他周围的人。
Jesus also told the people around him in the Sermon on the Mount.
他说你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，你们断不能进神的国。
So if your righteousness cannot be better than those of the scribes and Pharisees.You cannot enter the kingdom of God.
他说他们所教导你们的，你们一定要遵守。
What they have taught you, you have to obey.
但是你们不要做他们所做的事情。
But don't do what they do.
那么保罗在这里，他就告诉我们，或者是告诉当时的腓立比的教会，他说，我也可以靠肉体啊。
So Paul is telling us, and also telling the church in Philippi, I can have confidence in flesh.
我们看他的。我们说他的 credential 我们看他的 credential
履历
对，我们看他的那个履历表哈。
So we can look at their credentials.
他说我第八天受割礼。
I was circumcised on the eighth day.
我们知道他的父母亲是蛮敬虔的。
We know his parents are very devoted.
这是律法上的规条。
That's the regulation by the law.
他说我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人。
I belong to the tribe of the Benjamin.
那么这个便雅悯是当时分成北国和南国的时候，南国里面的一个支派。
Benjamin was one of the tribe in the southern kingdom when Israel split.
然后我们再看，他说我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
So he also says I am the Hebrew of the Hebrews.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
他父母亲都是希伯来人。
Both his parents are Hebrews.
哇，这个血统很纯呐。
So there's a pure blood.
然后他说，就律法说，我是法利赛人。
According to the law, I'm a Pharisee.
那么在使徒行传里面， 他做见证的时候，他说我是在犹太教宗里面最严谨的门下受教。
In his testimony in the book of Acts, he said he was trained under the most conservative group of Pharisees.
所以他是法利赛人。
So he's a Pharisee.
他说就热心说。
According to zeal,
我是逼迫教会的。
I persecute the church.
因为他们以为那样子就是服侍神。
Because he thinks that is the way to serve God.
所以他没有问题的。
So he has no problem.
最后一个。
The last,
他说就律法上的义说
according to the righteousness of the law,
按照律法上的标准
according to the standard of the law,
他说没有人可以指责我有错
this is, I am perfect, blameless.
这是保罗
this is Paul.
他在当时的时候
in those days,
那么他一定要比他同年龄的人更好。
He wanted to be better than his contemporary.
换句话讲，他是第一名啊。
So he wanted to be number one.
算是一个好人啊。
So he's a good man.
或者是算是一个很义的人。
Or you can count him a righteous person.
这是我们从我们人的角度来看他。
But if we look at him from man's point.
那我今天我们要思想呢，保罗他这样子的追求，这样子的努力，是什么事情在后面驱使他？
So today we're going to look at what are the things that is driving him from behind for his seeking.
从我读他的背景。
So we look at his background.
从圣经里面看。
From the Bible.
我觉得有两件事情驱使他。
There are two things are driving him.
第一件事情就是他心里面没有满足。
The first, he is not satisfied in his heart.
第二件事情是他心里面他的良心。
So the second is his conscience.
一个是他不满足来驱使他。
One is driven by not being satisfied.
另外一个是他的良心。
The other one is his conscience.
我们现在看第七节。
Let's go to verse 7.
他说只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
在我们中文圣经说他只是，就表示说他有一个转变。
So here means there's a change, a turning.
他的过去和他的现在不一样了。
He's different now from his past.
所以他说我先前以为与我有益的。
Whatever was to my profit before.
以为。
I considered.
像其他人一样。
Just like everybody else.
我们以为许多的东西都对我们有益。
We thought a lot of things are good for us.
我们以为人可以帮助我们。
We thought people can help us.
我们以为很多的事情能够对我有益。
We thought many things can profit us.
我以为很多的东西可以帮助我。
I can think a lot of things can help me.
保罗在这里他是指的遵守律法。
Here, Paul is pointing to obey the law.
他在这里所指的就是他以为过去对他有益的，他可以完全无可指责达到神的水平。
So in the past, what he considered to be profiting to him, he can come without blameless.
他可以达到神的标准。
He can reach the standard of God.
这个现象我们从什么时候开始就看到了？
When did we see that?
在创世纪里面我们就看到。
It's back in the Genesis.
当撒旦在那边引诱夏娃的时候。
When Satan was tempting Eve.
他就让夏娃以为。
So he led Eve to think, believe.
以为那个果子可以帮助他。
To think, to believe that fruit.Can help her.
而不是神。
It's not God.
他让他以为那个果子能够使人像神一样。
So let Eve to believe the fruit can make her just like a God.
这就是我们从圣经上面看见保罗在罗马书第五章第十二节说，罪从一人入了世界。
Just like the Romans, Paul said that sin came into the world through one man.
我们在圣经上只看到那一句话。
We often just read that verse in the Bible.
但是我们没有办法能够体会它对于人的影响。
But we cannot appreciate the impact on man.
我们人任何方面都受了他的影响。
We have been affected by it in all aspects.
我们以为我们追求这些东西，我们可以达到神的标准。
We thought by seeking all of this, we can attain God's standard.
所以到最后，我们追求一个东西，我们发现不能够满足我们。
After eventually we realize it will not satisfy us.
然后我们就去换一个。
Then we change it.
如果这个再不行，
if it doesn't work,
我再换一个。
I'll change it to another one.
是不是我们人是不是就是这样子活在这个世界上？
Is not this the way we live?
这就是圣经上所告诉我们的贪。
This is the word of greed in the Bible.
我以前真的是不太明白，贪心就与拜偶像一样。
I never understood in the past that the greed is like worship idol.
我现在明白了。
Now I understand.
那就是贪呢。
That is greed.
那就是我们希望我们能够跟神一样。
We want to be like God.
但是历世历代下来之后，我们就开始没有，因为没有一个东西可以满足我们。
But throughout the ages, none can satisfy us.
因为那是永远不可能的。
Because it's impossible.
因为我们人不是神。
Because we men are not God.
我们人是被造的。
We were created.
人自从祖先犯了罪之后，
since our ancestors commit sin,
我们就远离了神。
We departed from God.
我们的灵魂呢，变得很贫穷。
So our soul is very poor.
说实在话，我们跟神隔离了。
We've been separated from God.
就好像我们一个人呢，出生下来一样。
Just like a newborn.
我们说我们赤身而来，对不对？
We came naked. We came.
然后我们怎么去啊？
Then how do we leave?
怎么去？
How do we go?
赤身而去。
Naked we shall return.
不过还不错啦，我们穿一件衣服，对不对？
We may wear clothes.
我们穿了最漂亮的一套衣服。
We may wear the most beautiful clothes.
我们躺在一个盒子里面。
We lay in the box.
这个盒子大概是 6x2。
The size of the
六乘二。
6x2。
6尺乘2尺。
6 inches by 2 feet.
我还比较大方一点。然后我们就放在一个洞里面。
That would put in a hole.
那个洞里面也是 6x2。
The hole is also 6x2.
我们灵魂变得很贫穷。
So our soul becomes so poor.
我们怎么知道我们的灵魂是很贫穷呢？
How do we know our soul are poor?
Jonathan Edwards 他就写了这么一段话。
Jonathan Edwards said this.
他说一个人的五官哈。
So our facial features.
一个人的五官的感觉。
The sense of it.
可以用物质和看得见的东西来满足。
Can be satisfied by materials and things can be seen.
但是他的灵魂的贫穷。
But the poorness of his soul
是永远大过这个五官的感觉。
Is always greater than his senses.
永远没有办法满足的。
Can never be satisfied.
我们看一下箴言第30章。
Let's go to Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言第30章第15节到16节。
Verse 15 to 16.
我们一起来念好不好？
Let's read together.
好，蚂蟥有2个女儿，常说给呀给呀。 有3样不知足的，连不说够的，共有4样，就是阴间和石胎，进水不足的地，并火。在这里呢，他就告诉我们说，蚂蟥有2个女儿，你们知道什么叫做蚂蟥啊？
Do you know what is a leech?
我们华人又称它叫做什么？吸血虫，对不对？
So the bloodsucker.
那么它有2个女儿，其实呢，你去看英文或者原文的时候，它说它有2个。 就是张弟兄刚刚翻译的两个 sucker， 两个吸盘呢。
So leech has two blood suckers.
它吸人的血。
So you can suck the blood.
永远是不够的。
It's never enough.
所以他总是说给呀给呀，其实你把它翻对的时候就说 more more more。
They want 更多更多更多。
我们从人的表现出来，我们就可以看了。
We can see that through our action.
人是不满足的。
Men are never satisfied.
我们再看箴言二十七章。
Let's go to chapter 27 of the Proverbs.
十九节到二十节。
19 to 20.
我们一起来念。
Let's read.
水中照脸，彼此相扶，人与人心也相对。阴间和灭亡永不满足，人的眼目也是如此。在这里，所罗门他到底在讲什么？
What is Solomon saying here?
他说：“你如果照，那时候没有镜子啊，对不对？
In those days there were
那么你如果用水哈、啊，你如果有一盆水在地上，然后你把你的脸放上去，你看到的是什么？看到的是谁呀、啊？”
If you look through the water, what do you see?
看到你的脸嘛。
So you see your face.
但是他下面说，人与人心也相对，这句话是什么？你要看人的话，你要看什么东西？看他的心。
So if you want to look at a man, what do you look at? You look at his heart.
接下去在二十节，他说阴间和灭亡是永远不会满足的。
So the grief and destruction can never be satisfied.
我常常在想啊，我说从亚当到现在，哇，有多少人啊
？How many people since Adam and Eve？
那么这些人死掉了去了哪里呢
？Where do they go after they die？
哦，我们从圣经上面看，我们说他这住在阴间。
So they live in Sheol。
那我就在想，这个阴间满了之后怎么办
？What happens if it's filled up？
这里告诉我们都不会满的。
He says never be filled。
永远不会满足的。
Can never be satisfied.
他说我们人的眼目也是这个样子。
Our eyes are the same.
那么人的眼目是表现出我们什么地方？
What does our eyes represent?
表现我们的心。
It represents our heart.
是不是？我们常常讲说，哎，你想要看些什么啊？
You ask what do you want to see.
眼睛不会想的。
The eyes will not think.
什么地方会想？
Where is it going to think?
你的心会想。
Your heart will think.
你想要看什么东西，你的眼睛就转到那里去了。
Whatever you want to, you think you want to look, your eyes will turn there.
永远不会满足的。
Can never be satisfied.
因为我们的心永远不会满足的。
Because our hearts will never be satisfied.
我们总是说再多一点嘛，再多一点嘛。
We always say more, more.
我们总是说再看一下，再看一下。
We say let's look at more, look at more.
我记得我小时候，这个我们住在村子里面。
I remember when I was young, we were living in the village.
大家都没有钱啊。
Nobody has money.
那我们村子有一个卖菜的地方。
So there was a vegetable market.
Market 对，有点像现在的 farmers market.
almost like the farmers market.
那么那外面的人就把菜拿来卖。
So the farmers bring their.
比如说，我跟着我妈妈去拎菜篮哈。
So I would bring the basket with my mother.
那我就看见大人在那边讨价还价。
So I see them bargaining.
哎呀，我说这些做生意的也蛮苦的哈。
But those merchants
are. 那蛮惨的。
They're
哦，就跟他讲讲，好好，再送你一点，再送你一点。
So you bargain to give you a little more, give you a little more.
但是我真的是发现了，你知道有的大人呢、啊，那现在我已经是老了哈，所以是一样的。
Well, I'm now the same age. I'm getting old.
那他就说，哎，再给我一点嘛。
They will say, give me a little more.
那么那个卖菜的就说，我已经给了你很多了啦。
The merchant said, I already gave you a lot.
价钱已经被你减掉一半了。
You already cut my price.
然后我又给你这个，又给你那个。
I give you so many things.
哎呀，他说你还是赚钱呐。
But you still.
但是我还是要一点。
Just give me a little bit.
所以临走的时候，手上还要再抓一把葱。
Before they leave, they just take something into their pocket.
我不知道你们有没有这种心态。
I don't know you have such a mindset.
弟兄姐妹，电视广告就是这样子卖钱的。
This is how the commercials on TV make money.
是不是？
Is that right?
我认识一个学广告心理学的。
I remember a commercial psychologist.
我就问他，我说你们。做电视广告是不是这样子做法？
Did you make commercials like this?
他说对啊。
Is it right?
他说你怎么知道？
How do you know?
我说圣经上讲的。
The Bible says that.
这是我们人的罪所流传下来的。
So this is the sin that left us.
所表现出来的。
That shows off.
因为我们一直希望，我们一直以为这些东西可以让我们像神一样。
Because we believe those things will make us just like God.
就像我们现在买东西。
Like we buying things today.
对不对？你第一代的什么我如果讲出来，你们觉得我会很这个落伍哈。哇，我们讲第一代的 iPad 好了哈。
I said the first generation iPad.
OK， 第一代的 iPad， 你买来之后就是有这些 A B C D 的作用。
At those time, they will have a certain function.
哦，结果过了半年之后，又出一个第二代的 iPad。
So 6 months later, there's a second generation iPad.
它不但有 A B C D 的这些作用
，Not only they have a function A B C，
它又加了 E F G。
So they add more E F G.
它就让你觉得我非得需要这些东西不可。
To make you feel you need all those things.
所以呢，你就会去换一个，对不对？
So buy a new one.
所以我们家里面一大堆东西。
So we have a lot of things in our.
买了很多东西没有用的。
We bought many things become useless.
然后我们还很高兴，你看我是 goodbye。
Then we're very happy because we had a goodbye.
就好像箴言里面所讲的。
Just like the Proverbs.
在那边一直跟他讨价还价，讨价还价。
We continue to bargain and bargain.
然后买完了之后，虽然贵了一点，但是买完了之后还跟人讲说，哎，我买的很便宜啊。
After we bought it, even though we may pay a little more, but we think we bought very cheap.
我们买了很多东西，其实是没有用的。
We bought many things that are useless.
都是因为我们心灵里面的贫穷。
That's due to the poorness of our soul.
我们不知道什么东西可以满足我们。
We don't know what can satisfy us.
就好像我们在路加福音十五章。
Remember in Luke chapter 15.
我们看到那个小儿子。
The young son.
他原来是很富足的。
He was very rich.
他住在他的父亲家里面。
He lived in his father's house.
他不愁吃不愁穿。
He has no worry about it.
他父亲根本让他一点担心都不需要的。
His father took care of him. He doesn't have to worry.
他却不知道他离了父亲之后。
He did not know after he left his
father. 他把所有的通通都花尽了。
He spent all his money.
他成了一个很贫穷的。
Become very poor.
他成了一个饥饿的。
Become very hungry.
他成了一个很可怜的废物。
He was very miserable.
就好像启示录三章十七节那边告诉我。
It says in the Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
他说：“你说我是富足。
You say that I am rich.
我已经发了财。
I have become wealthy.
我一样都不缺乏。
I have nothing in lacking.
主耶稣告诉那个教会。
So Lord Jesus told that church.
他说：却不知你是那困苦。可怜
，You did not know you are the troubled and miserable.
你是贫穷的
，and the poor.
你是瞎眼的
，and blind.
你是赤身的
，and naked.
保罗就是这样子
，Paul is like this.
在他还没有见到主耶稣之前
，before he saw Lord Jesus.
他就是这样子，一个里面有一个不满足来催逼他，因为他觉得我要像神那个样子。
He was driven by the unsatisfaction and wanted to be like God.
以为那个就是侍奉神。
He thought that was him serving God.
他以为对他有益处。
He thought it was profiting him.
这是第一个。
So that's the first.
第二个我们看他。
The second.
我觉得是他的被良心的催逼。
He was driven by his conscience.
良心是神放在人的心里面。
Conscience was given us by God.
当神把他自己的气吹在那个泥土造的那个亚当的时候，他从他鼻孔里面吹进去啊。
God breathed his breath into the nostrils of Adam, who was made of dust.
那个我们到了约伯记，到了箴言里面的时候，我们就看见那个就是良心。
Then we can see that in Job.That become conscious.
或者是说包括良心
or we can include conscience.
因为在箴言第二十章二十七节那边就告诉我们说他说那一口气其实那个字啊，就是在创世纪里面用的那个字是一样的字他就告诉我们那个是耶和华的灯照亮我们
so in Proverbs 20 it says that the word they use for the breath is the light ofJehovah
是在我们里面照亮我们的
So it's shine inside of us.
这就是良心。
That is conscience.
圣经中提到说，心中的天良是有亏欠的，在我们里面。
So the Bible teaches us the soul in our heart is fall short.
那么圣经里面，特别是在希伯来书里面，他就让以色列人，或者是让我们现在基督徒看见。我们心中的天良已经洒去了，已经洗干净了。
So in the Hebrews, let a Christian of today see that our conscience inside has been cleansed.
我想我们翻到希伯来书来看哈。
Let's go to Hebrews.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrew chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章二十二节。
Verse 22.
我念给你们听哈，他说，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，就是已经洗干净了，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神的面前。那么他在这里就告诉我们说，的的确确，我们心中的心里面的良心哈，我们罪已经把它，我不晓得该怎么讲哈，你说污染也好，或者是把它蒙蔽了也好。但是呢，我们需要被洗净。
So, we need to be washed clean because our hearts has been contaminated by sin.
那么在第十章第二节，还有第九章那边第十四节都告诉我们说，假如旧约里面的这些献祭哈，这些祭物，每一年的献，能够把我们良心洗干净。假如。
So in chapter 10 verse 2.And also chapter 9. If all those sacrifices in the Old Testament can cleanse our sin,
那么我们就不会觉得再有罪了。
Then we do not feel we have sin.
其实他的意思就是说我们不会再有内疚的感觉了。
Then we would not feel guilty.
这就是保罗所说的我们清洁的良心。
This is why Paul said we have a clean heart.
但是实际上这些每一次献的祭物是不能达到它的作用的。
But in fact, those sacrifices cannot fulfill the function.
只有主耶稣为我们所做的事情。
Only what Christ has done for us.
只有主耶稣的宝血。
Only the blood of Christ.
借着圣灵。
Through the Spirit.
才能够把我们的良心洗干净。
Can cleanse our conscience.
我们再看第九章第十四节。
Let's go to chapter 9, verse 14.
我念给你们听哈。他前面就讲说，假如这些牛啊，这些羊啊，这些母牛犊的灰啊，那么如果能够叫人的良心洁净的话啊，那么他十四节他就讲，他说，何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心？在那个下面有小字，他说原文做良心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。在这里他就告诉我们说，主耶稣的宝血，主耶稣是一个永远的，他是一个存到永远的，他是从永远到永远，所以他能够洗净我们的心。然后他又告诉我们说，他成为我们的中保，他能够死，借着他的死来赎了我们在这个前约，就是亚当跟夏娃神跟他们所立的约所犯的罪。所以弟兄姐妹，这就是神的救恩。
So here is the salvation of our Lord, that Christ from eternity to eternity, and only can Christ cleanse our sins.
不是我们在这个世界上守律法。
It's not how we may obey the law.
也不是靠着我们自己的义。
It's not according to our own righteousness.
也不是靠着我们的善行。
It's not our own good deeds.
你知道，当你想要做那些事情的时候
，When you want to do those things，
你只能安抚你的良心。
You can only comfort your conscience。
你永远不会把你的良心洗净的。
But you cannot completely cleanse your conscience。
这就是我们从圣经上面我们看见我们人的良心，我们为什么会有一个内疚的感觉。
This is why we feel guilty.
这箴言第二十八章十七节哈。
In the chapter 27, verse 17.
二十八章十七节。
Chapter 28 of the Proverbs.
我念给你们听哈。他说：“背负流人血之罪的，必往坑里跑，谁也不能拦阻他。”那么这句话有我自己在看的时候，又是不太容易了解。不过我念一个英文给你们听啊。他说：“一个 a murderer's tormented conscience。”will drive him into the grave. 换句话讲，我们的内疚是一直的在那里。
It tells us our guilt feelings will always be there.
也许你没有杀人流血。
Maybe you did not commit murder blood people.
但是神放在你里面的良心能够让你有内疚的感觉。
But the conscience that God put in you make you feel guilty.
不管你做了什么事情
doesn't matter what you have done.
你做了一点小事得罪了这一位永生的神
you make something, you have sinned against the eternal God.
他仍然会在你里面追着你
He's still tormenting you forever.
就好像我们从圣经上面看见诗人他说我的罪啊追上会追上我
Just like a psalmist says my sin will catch up with me.
没有任何其他的东西可以除掉的。
There's nothing can get rid of it.
只有主耶稣他为我们所成就的事情。
Only what has accomplished for us by Lord Jesus.
只有我们相信他才能够除掉。
Only if we believe in him, then we can be cleansed.
保罗他说他是个罪魁。
So Paul says he was the sinner of the sinners.
也许他没有直接的杀人
Maybe he has never committed murder.
他直接的杀那些基督徒
Or he may not kill those Christians personally.
但是他自己告诉我们他拿了这些拘捕状去逮捕这些信奉主耶稣的人
But he did take to arrest all the Christians.
甚至让他们送他们到死地
And brought them to death.
但是保罗告诉我们他心中的天良已经洗干净了
But Paul tells us that his conscience has been cleansed.
但是他在神的面前他很清楚知道他是一个大罪人
He clearly knows he is a sinner in front of God.
但是他却可以很坦然无惧的在神的面前侍奉他
But he can freely serve him.
他能够在哥罗西书里面讲没有任何的东西可以控告他
He can say that nothing canaccuse of him.
他知道所有的罪全部都已经与耶稣一起钉在十字架上。
All his sins have been nailed on the cross with Christ.
而且除去了那些律法上控告我们的事情。
He can be cleansed of all the things can be accused from.
所以他能够很坦然无惧的，他能够很大胆的，能够追求这位主耶稣。
That's why he can seek our Lord boldly and freely.
接下去我们从第七节腓立比书第三章第七节一直看到十二节
Now we're going to look from verse 7 of chapter 3 of Philippians through verse 12
你如果看的时候你就会发现有几个字一直重复就好像闪灯一样一直闪有没有注意到
Did you notice in this passage there are some words continues to repeat itself
什么字啊
What's the word?
啊，在闪呢，它在向你闪，你眼睛要打开才能闪呢、啊。啊、
Which word is shining or is repeating? You have to open your eyes. Can you see it?
看到没有？基督，基督。
Christ.
而且它在其他地方，它也用一个代名词，就是他。
There's a pronoun in some other place is he.
出现了十一次。
It appeared 11 times.
所以你知道，在这后面，这个基督是一个很。重要的一个题目。
So you know here, Christ is a very important theme.
所以保罗他才能够讲，他说因为基督，所以他能够把过去他以为有益的事情，全部都当作没有益处的。
That's why he said, because of Christ, he can consider all the things that were profitable now as loss.
他连万事都可以当作是有损的。
All things can be considered as rubbish.
他可以把这些万事像粪土一样把它丢掉。
All things can be abandoned like refuse.
他可以不必再去追求因律法而得的义。
He can no longer obtaining righteousness from following the law.
他也告诉我们，他以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
He considered Jesus Christ as the surpassing greatness.
他要得着基督。
He want to obtain Jesus.
就好像我自己在想，就是好像他要拥抱基督，他要拥有基督。
As if he want to possess and embrace Jesus.
他也愿意和他一同受苦。
He want to have fellowship in his suffering.
和他的死有份。
So conform to his death.
他也有盼望，知道他将来有一天能够跟他一样从死里复活。
He also have a hope, just like Christ will be resurrected.From that.
就是将来主耶稣再来的时候，我们身体复活。
Just when Jesus comes again, our body will resurrect.
所以他可以看见一件事情，他说我在世上的时候，我可以坚力的追求跟随主耶稣。
So he can, that's why he sees one thing that he can press forward toward Jesus in this world.
有人很担心啊。
Some people are worried.
认为说哇，信了主的。要这么这个基督徒这么满足啊，是不是就不上进了？
So if I become a Christian, I'm so satisfied, therefore I will not progress.
所以有的时候我也碰到一些父母亲啊，就是说，哎呀，这个你的小孩子这么参与教会里面事情，他会不会就是不上进了哈？
So his parents think, oh, if the children participate all things in the church.So they would not progress in their academics.
不只是只是为了小孩，有的
not only just for kids,
有的成人也为他自己担心啊。
They may worry, adults may worry about himself.
你知道答案还是在保罗他的经历。
The answer is in Paul's experiences.
他被拯救之后。
After he was saved.
我们看啊，我们看腓立比书第三章。
That's chapter 3 of Philippians.
他不是丢弃万事之后他就哎，来这 ，OK， 我把我所有东西都丢掉了。
It's not like he just abandoned everything.
没有的。
He didn't do that.
他说第十二节哈，我们看十二节。
Let's see verse 12.
他说这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求。
He says, not that I have already obtained, but I press unto task.
很认真的。
He was very serious.
我们再看十三节。他说：“弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。”
He says, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead."
不过他所追求、所努力的，不再是那些他原先。以为对他有益的事情呢、啊、
The things he was striving for is not what he used to think was profitable.
乃是他换了一个追求的对象。
Now he has different things he's pressing for.
长进不长进啊
Is he get progress?
很长进的啊
Yes.
我们再看在第十二节保罗说这不是说我已经得着已经完全了。
And verse 12 is this does not mean I have made perfect.
第十三节他又重复。
He repeat that in verse 13.
这不是保罗哈、啊、对他自己的救恩没有把握。
This does not mean he has no confidence in his salvation.
弟兄姐妹，我们看圣经的时候，我们一定要以主、以神为中心来看圣经。
We need to read the Bible with being God-centered.
保罗讲这句话，不是他对他的救恩没有把握。
This is not he doubt his salvation.
而是他知道基督的丰盛。
But he knows the abundance of Christ.
是无限的。
It's unlimited.
是无穷的。
It's no limit.
你越看他，你就越会被他吸引。
So the more you look at him, the more you're attracted by him.
所以保罗他知道。
So Paul knows.
他知道穷他一生在这个世界上的生命。
He knows in his entire life in this world.
他永远没有办法完全得着基督。
He can never completely attain
Christ. 是追求不完的。
It's ceaseless seeking.
所以他讲，他说或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Or you may get a hold of Christ, but he has got hold of me.
那个小字他就说，所以得着我的，或者解释做做所要我得的。
In another word, is to do what he wants me to have.
保罗知道他没有办法在他的一生里面能够完全的得着这一位耶稣。
So he knows in his lifetime he cannot completely attain Christ.
但是他竭力追求。
But he press on.
他知道他可以得着基督要他所得到的东西。
He knows he can obtain what Christ wants him to.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这就是保罗他的改变。
So this is the change of Paul.
不再靠他自己的义行。
No longer depending on his own righteousness.
在这个世界上，属世界的人以为名誉、以为地位、以为金钱、以为财物是卓越的，是美好的。
Worldly people may think their wealth, their fame, and their positions, their accomplishments are the best.
所以我们都追求不同的东西。
So we seeking different things.
我们以为那些东西可以让我们达到神的标准。
We believe those things can help us reach the standard of God.
但是人很快的，当他一得到之后，他就发现也是一个结束。
So once they obtained it, they realized that was an end.
但基督的卓越不同。
But Christ is different.
他的爱也不一样。
His love is different.
他是永远没有结束的。
It's endless.
他是没有尽头的。
There is no,
没有尽头。
So there is no ending point.
当你第一眼看到他的时候。
When you first see him.
当你的心眼被打开的时候。
When the first time your heart's been opened.
照理讲，你就会被他吸住了。
So you would be attracted by
him. 你的眼睛就不会再离开他了。
And your eyes will never depart from him.
我想这是不是就是在过去的这些神所重用的这些神学上的伟人，比方说加尔文所说的，你不能抗拒的恩典。
I wonder if this is what Calvin said. This is irresistible grace.
只有基督才能够满足你的灵魂。
Only Christ can satisfy your soul.
只有基督的爱才能够满足你。
Only the love of Christ can satisfy you.
只有基督才能够把你引到神的面前。
Only Christ can bring you to God.
主耶稣在他在地上的时候，
While Christ was in this world,
他对人发出了许多的邀请。
He has made many invitations.
他说我就是生命的粮。
He said, I am,
我是生命的粮。
I am the life, the bread of life.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
Whoever comes to me shall never hungry.
信我的永远不渴。
Whoever believes in me shall never thirst.
他说人渴了可以到我这里来喝。
Whoever thirsts can come to me and drink.
他又说我是世界的光。
He said, I'm the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
For it follows me shall not walk in
the dark. 必要得着生命的光。
Shall have a light of life.
他又告诉我们，他说我是好牧人。
He tells us he is a good shepherd.
他说我来了是要叫人得生命。
I came to give life to people.
并且得的更丰盛。
And live more abundantly.
他说我来了是为羊舍命。
He said, I came to sacrifice for the Lord.
他说复活在我，生命也在我。
It's a resurrection in me and life is in me.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Whoever believes me, even he dies, will resurrect.
其实他就是告诉我们，他说我是复活，我是生命。
So he's telling us, I am resurrection and I am life.
他说我就是道路、真理、生命。
So I am the way,
真理、
truth,
生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one can come to the Father but through me.
保罗过去一心一意的追求自己的义。
So Paul, in the past, only seeking for his own righteousness.
也许对你来讲，
maybe for you,
你所追求的是你的名誉，
you are seeking your own,
是你的地位，
your positions.
我不知道你追求什么来满足你自己。
I don't know what are you seeking to satisfy yourself.
传道书的作者告诉我们，
the author of Ecclesiastes tells us.
他说，喜乐。
Is it joy?
酒。
Wine.
花园洋房。
Garden and houses.
吃喝。
Drinking.
工作。
Working.
名誉。
Reputation.
地位。
Positions.
他说我都试过了。
I'll try them all.
我们人以为这些有益处。
We think those things are profitable.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，我们得到了手之后，我们才晓得，好像我们手里面是抓的是油啊。
So once the Bible tells us, once we have obtained it, as if we're holding onto oil.
好像我们手中抓的是风。
As if we're holding wind.
你到了手之后就不见了。
So it comes to you, then disappears.
很累，是不是？是不是很累啊？
Is it tired?
一直不停的。
Because it's ceaseless.
弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友。
So brothers, sisters, and friends.
当你拥有主耶稣之后。
But if you have Jesus.
他才能够满足你。
He may satisfy you.
保罗因着信。
Paul through faith.
所以他经历到了这个大的恩典。
Therefore, he experienced a great blessing.
所以他可以停止下来过去的那种追求。
So he can stop his past behavior.
重新换一个方向。
A change to a new direction.
只有主耶稣才能够真正的满足你。
Only Lord Jesus can truly satisfy you.
他给你带来的是真正的安息。
What he brought to you is the true rest.
他告诉我们他是门。
He told that he is the gate.
只有从他进去的必然得救。
Only those enter through him be saved.
只有从他进去的。
Only those enter through him.
才能够得草吃。
才 will have grass to eat.
这就是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣。
Oh, the Lord Jesus who loves us.
我们来到你的面前，承认我们的罪。
We come before you and we confess our sins.
你让我们回转。
You have made us turning.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.